Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jimmy Brown. Batting second. The second baseman, Stu Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Ina Slaughter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Don Paget. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pepper Martin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Terry Moore. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lon Warnecke. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lon Warnecke. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The center fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon misplays the ball. That's an error on Sturgeon. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Paget and he is safe. Gallen steals second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gallen scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Lieber moves to second. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. One out. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marian hits a fly ball into right field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a fly ball into right field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon strikes out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is hit by the pitch. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lon Warnecke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnecke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. Slaughter moves to second. It's Cardinals, 1, Cubs, 1. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 0 for 1 in the game. Paget takes first base on ball 4. Slaughter moves to third. Mize moves to second. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground that hits Mize. Mize is out and Martin is safe at first. There goes Mize trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Paget moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Gallen reaches third base with a triple. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gallen scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-1 in the game. Marion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lon Warnecke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Marion. The throw from Todd and he is out, Sturgeon applying the tag. Two outs. Lon Warnecke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnecke is 0-for-1 in the game. Warnecke takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-1 in the game. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Slaughter hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallen who is chasing the ball. Mize reaches third base with a triple. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Paget strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gallen hits a pop-up towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Todd and he is safe. Moore steals second. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marion takes first base on ball 4. Lon Warnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Warnke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Warnke covering, for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-2 in the game. Todd hits a fly ball into right field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallen. Martin reaches second base with a double. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Paget hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallen. Paget reaches second base with a double. Hal Epps pinch runs for Don Paget. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin bunts towards first. Russell juggles the ball. That's an error on Russell. Epps moves to third. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallen. Moore reaches second base with a double. Epps scores. Martin moves to third. It's Cardinals, 2, Cubs, 2. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marion takes first base on ball 4. Ken Raffensperger now pitching. Rhett Jones pinch hits for Lon Warnke. Rhett Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raffensperger fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Shaw now pitching. Mickey Owen now catching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gallen bunts towards the mound. Sean fields it and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to second. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lieber takes first base on ball 4. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Herman moves to third. Lieber moves to second. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. Lieber scores. D'Alessandro moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-3 in the game. Todd hits a pop-up towards short. Marion catches it and steps on second to double up D'Alessandro. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Enos Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Slaughter hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hop pinch runs for Johnny Mize. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hop moves to second. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallen. Martin reaches second base with a double. Hop scores. There goes Owen trying to get to home. Gallen throws the ball into Herman, who relays the ball to Todd, who tags Owen, who came all the way from first, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.